Hi, this is Eva. Today, we would like to share the summary of the Grapes of Wrath. Let's get started. Released from an Oklahoma state prison after serving 4 years for a manslaughter conviction, Tom Jolt makes his way back to his family's farm. He meets Jim Casey, a former preacher who has given up his calling out of a belief that all life is holy, even the parts that are typically thought to be sinful, and that sacredness consists simply to endeavoring to be an equal among the people. Jim accompanies Tom to his home, only to find it, and all the surrounding farms deserted. Mooly Graves, an old neighbor, wanders by and tells the men that everyone has been tractored off the land. Most families, he says, including his own, have headed to California to look for work. The next morning, Tom and Jim set out for Tim's Uncle John's, where Mooly assures them they will find the Jolt clan. Upon arrival, Tom finds Ma and Pa Jolt packing up the family's few possessions. Having seen handbills advertising fruit picking jobs in California, they envision the trip to California as their only hope of getting their lives back on track. The journey to California as a wrecked youth truck is long and arduous. Grandpa Jolt, a feisty old man who complains bitterly that he does not want to leave his land, dies on the road shortly after the family's departure. Dilapidated cars and trucks loaded down with scrappy possessions clog Highway 66. It seems the entire country is in flight to the promised land of California. The Jolts meet Ivy and Sari Wilson, a couple plagued with car trouble, and invite them to travel with the family. Sari Wilson is sick and near the California border, becomes unable to continue the journey. Do you want to know what happened next? Let's read the whole story and think what the story wants to tell us.